Jennifer DeMoss sits quietly in a tree stand 16 feet above the ground, covered in head-to-toe camouflage.
It's a beautiful, luckily very sunny afternoon, heading into dusk.
During deer season, DeMoss spends countless hours among the trees waiting to glimpse a fluffy white tail in her binoculars. But she's not your average hunter. The University of Georgia graduate student is one of about 30 Athens-Clark County residents who has participated in Field to Fork, a program launched in 2016 to teach adults passionate about locally sourced food how to hunt. When DeMoss saw their booth at the Athens Farmers Market, she knew she wanted to enroll.
I'd wanted to learn how to hunt for years, but a friend of mine who showed me how to use a bow basically just said, "Go ahead, go hunting now." And I had no idea where I was supposed to shoot an animal, how that was even supposed to happen. I guess he thought that I was supposed to just go out and wing it. So when I saw the Field to Fork program, I said, "Heck yeah, I'm gonna go."
DeMoss didn't grow up hunting. None of the Field to Fork participants did. Many hunting recruitment programs target youth, hoping to hook a new generation of enthusiasts. But Field to Fork co-founders Charles Evans and Hank Forrester decided to try a different strategy.
You can teach a kid how to hunt, but if their parents don't have any interest in it, they're never going to go again.
That's Evans, coordinator of hunting recruitment, retention, and reactivation for the Georgia Wildlife Federation.
This program focused on adults. So with this program, we're trying to tap into an audience that might have an interest in hunting, but they may have never had an avenue to pursue it.
At the farmer's market, they found a new audience hungry for fresh meat.
When you're deer hunting, you're focused on sourcing meat that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, live-to-life-free of animal welfare concerns.
Even a few former vegetarians and vegans have gone through the program, Evan says.
Participants
gather for two evening sessions
that will come from fire to safety,
where they learn about hunting strategy, crossbow basics, and the sport's environmental impact.
So it looks like we are ready to roll.
Then they're paired with a mentor who guides them through a weekend hunt.
They send you out with people who really want to teach you how to hunt. My mentor, the first one I went with, his name was Greg. And when I shot a deer, he was about to jump out of his skin. He was so excited.
DeMoss has a special appreciation for the meat she harvests herself.
It's a different kind of relationship. And it's also one of, like, immense gratitude. You know, like, you're out there and you're freezing your butt off and you finally get this deer and you realize that, like you've been given this incredible gift. It's not like going into the store and picking up a wrapped package.
It might be less convenient than a quick trip to the supermarket, but DeMoss doesn't think hunting's going away anytime soon. Neither do Evans and Forrester. The key, they say, is to give people the tools they need to get started. And the program is growing. Evans and Forrester have replicated their model in 8 other states and hope to keep reaching new markets. Without diversifying the sport, they fear it will eventually die out, and states rely on hunting fees to fund wildlife conservation efforts.
One thing that we try to do with this program is market hunting for what it truly is, which is an activity that transcends societal, political, and religious boundaries.
It's an activity that anyone passionate about all-natural food can get behind, Evans says, as long as they don't mind a few hours in the cold. For GPB News, I'm Samantha Max in Macon.